Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Well, Thursday morning I called Bishop Milan because, well, I told him that Michael died and we had several things to arrange, but we were talking a little bit. And he told me, in the end, he told me that, look, now he knows everything. Now he sees everything. And when I started to think about this, I became a little bit jealous, you know. I said, he has to be first in this too, you know, to have this experience of God. But it's true. It is what happened. God gave him gift to see perfectly and to know everything. And this came to my mind when I read the gospel, because this gospel about the man who was born blind. It was about a man who couldn't see. He couldn't see. He has no experience of the world as we have who can see. He could have some kind of experience based on other senses. What he heard, he could create some kind of image in your mind, but totally not perfect and too far from experience which eyes give. He could touch things, and he had experience of things of this world based on touching them. But far, far it is from experience we get through eyes. He could taste things, smell. But still, the person even then understood that there is a world, and this world has some kind of shapes, smells, noise, voices. He knew about this world, but he couldn't see the world, this poor man. And Christ comes to him and he heals him. How wonderful had to be for him when he could see world. He could somehow had some kind of really, some kind of knowledge. But now he could see that those, what it is, these things he could touch, how people look, he could hear before, how this food looks, which smells so good, you know. His experience was almost perfect. But God didn't stop there, and he healed even his inner eyes, which were blind. And we can see this slowly, this process of healing, that in the end he recognized Jesus as a Lord, as a God. I think that this is something what this process of healing, this process of when we start to see not only through our eyes, physical eyes, but through our eyes, inner eyes. This is something what we call spiritual life, what we many times we say, well, I want to live spiritual life. What does it mean to get this gift of healing and to ability to see God? To see God. And we are invited. This is why we come for the liturgy. This is why we pray. This is why we try to keep commandments. Because we know that this is the way Christ shows us. Through this I can heal you. Through this you come to me and I can give you ability to see. Real world, not world of your understanding you came. Not world which was defined by modern, these false prophets which try to tell us what life is. I will teach you truth and I will aid you. I will make you able to see that. To see that. And you all have this experience, I'm sure. Maybe not all, but if you start to think about this, that when you met a person who was really devoted to Christ and trying to grow in spiritual life, you could feel that this person is a little bit different. You can feel that. You can feel that the person sees something more. And there's some kind of jealousy there, and you want to be like that person. And it is an invitation given to Christ, to us, through the sign he made in the life of this man who was born blind. This miracle of recovery, of ability to see, this is what Christ gives us and reminds us through the sign, that he is that healer who comes and heals us so on the so deepest level of our heart that we are transformed and we can see. Because Adam and Eve, and this was the intention from God, they could see God. They could talk to him. They really knew what is right, what is wrong. They had this almost perfect knowledge. But look, sin caused that they lost this ability to see God, to understand God. God himself comes to us. And he offers us, I can make you whole. I can heal you. I can really return back this, your ability to see me. To see me, and, well, this is heaven. But we have to want that. We have to understand that this is goal of our spiritual life. That this is goal of our life. Why we come here, why we pray, why we do all the follow commandments. Because we want to get this ability to see back. And we know that we do it through our faith. That we are faithful to God. That we conquer our intentions, which are in contrast with God's words. That we even suffer because we want to fulfill his will. That we don't do what we wish. What our emotions are tells us. What our plans are. But we always try and strive to come to him, to expose ourselves and our soul to his power, maybe we can see. Once we admit that we want to do this, once we admit that we don't see now correctly, once we realize that this is our real life, to be with God and to see him in his glory, then we start really working our lives. I don't say that we become perfect like this, but this process of healing starts. I started with Michael, a foolish Michael, because in this, he can give us huge example. Yes, he was trying to see God. Was he upset with weaknesses he saw in his life? Totally. But this man was coming almost twice per month to confess his sins and to beg God for forgiveness. And this space there for others are soaked with his tears. I cannot say more, but it was always a lecture for me. God calls us because he wants to heal us. Michael made decision that he wants to turn his life around, but it was not so easy. And it will be not easy for anybody of us. But he was trying again and again and again, like stubborn Italian. And I think that this is the biggest message he gave us. To fight, not to give up, to choose God, and then to look with paining heart on your weaknesses, on this not ability to see, and to really beg God how we can, in with humble heart, to heal us. And God did it. Amen.